Welcome to Awakening Matters, a spiritual dialogue that invites divine wisdom, joy, and laughter, engaging topics of our humanity from an infinite dimensional perspective with myself, Cynthia Sloan, and my very special guest this evening, which I'm very excited to have with me, Miriam Knight. We will be getting to talk with her and find out all about her, which will be fascinating and very full of information as well. But first, I want to let everyone know that this show is all about listener participation. I invite your comments and your questions for our very special guest tonight. So to reach us toll-free in U.S. and Canada, phone 888-815-9756. Again, if you have a question or a comment, feel free to call 888-815-9756. So, I am going to introduce to you the founder of New Consciousness Review. And I'm so excited about this opportunity because she has answered the call. She's answered many calls, but answered a call that is very needed. And she is somebody that I very much appreciate and feel very lucky to know in this lifetime in many different venues. But on a personal level, ever since the day I met Miriam Knight, which was years and years ago in this lifetime, her light and her passion and her heart and her depth and her interest, I mean, this is an expansive human being that is really on the pulse of what is up and coming. She's already there, and she's there before everyone else gets there. And the opportunity to dialogue with this person and also to invite my listeners to participate and tune into everything that she has to offer. Don't pass this opportunity by to do that, because it's endless source of knowledge. It's an endless source of connection and networking, and most importantly, an endless source of divine spirit that comes through her and loves to just be with her. So I could go on and on, actually, and fill this entire show up myself talking about Miriam Knight, but I'm going to let her do that. So welcome, Miriam.
Thank you, Cynthia. It's a good thing we're on the radio or everyone would see me blushing.
Well, I am very excited to have you here tonight, and so much to talk about, so I want to get right to it. And I want to talk about New Consciousness Review and how you came to creating. Well, first of all, for everyone, what New Consciousness Review is, if you don't mind, and how you came to creating it. And, of course, this is for you and about you. You can talk about where you come from, I mean, and how you have found yourself here. We can go into New Consciousness Review, and you can go in reverse, whatever you want to do. We are all listening.
Okay. Well, here I am in Portland, Oregon, where I have been for the past just over 10 years. We came from London, England. My husband and I were left-brained professionals, and about 15 years ago, he had a very traumatic psychic awakening after a friend of ours committed suicide and then regretted it and was trying to connect back through to his family and chose Jeffrey. And he sort of went into psychic shock. He couldn't turn it off. And luckily, his sister was an intuitive and knew what to do about it. But up until that moment, I never knew his sister was an intuitive. Anyway, we both started reading everything we could lay our hands on about psychic phenomena and so on. And if it weren't my own husband, I think I would have been exceedingly skeptical. Mm-hmm. But as it happened, we just realized that the world of the spirit was where we felt most comfortable. And so we both did this kind of midlife career shift. Jeffrey, who had been a lawyer and a merchant banker, became a hypnotherapist. And I, who had been a jet-setting corporate executive, became an energy healer. And we came to Oregon at the invitation of a friend of ours who was living here, and fell in love with the place, fell in with a group of healers, and all excited we were going to start a healing center. So by the time we went back to the UK and sold up and came here, that kind of evaporated. So here we were, sort of midlife, in a new country. What do we do now? So Jeffrey did start up a hypnosis practice, and he is very, very highly regarded, and that's gone extremely well. He also has a school of hypnotherapy. And I was going to do energy healing, but I couldn't bring myself to actually ask for money for it, so I thought I'd better get a day job. And I met John Poling, who was the publisher of Community Connection at the time. It was the local paper. And I took it over about a year later and published it for 7 years. And during that time, there was such a change in the acceptance of the spirit as a real phenomenon. And I just was so in awe of the writers who were called to really put their lives on the line and their credibility on the line and come out with these wonderful books. And I just felt frustrated that we couldn't cover more of them in a bi-monthly magazine. So I determined that the web was the place where we have no space limitations, and started New Consciousness Review, where we review books, films, and you know, all the different forms, e-books and audiobooks, of what I call the new consciousness, because I wanted it to encompass not only body-mind-spirit field, but also this awakening feeling of social responsibility and planetary responsibility, as well as exploration of other dimensions. So new consciousness was a phrase that Eckhart Tolle used in his book, A New Earth. And I really resonated with that. And I started New Consciousness Review. We launched it officially about a year ago, just almost exactly a year ago. And that's where we are today.
Now, that, first of all, so much of that is, I feel like so many listeners in different walks of life will be able to relate to this jarring sudden awakening, regardless if it's in the same line of how that awakening came through Jeffrey to the two of you, but there's that almost jarring awakening on so many different levels happening now to so many different people, or to humanity, whether it's the earth jarring them awake or whether it's their internal world, moving towards what you said, the comfortability in spirit, takes me to New Consciousness Review. And is there a platform for those who are listening in New Consciousness Review for people to be heard, or for people to contact you, or if they want, talk to us about the makeup of how one would get their voice heard on Consciousness Review. How would they go about that?
Part of the new consciousness is the collective, the community. Mm-hmm. And we have purposely created it as a collaborative effort. So all of your listeners are most warmly invited. In fact, I beg you to come to ncreview.com for new consciousness, ncreview.com, and just sign up as a reader. It's free, and leave your comments. Connect with other people on the site. Connect with authors. Ask authors questions on their books. Leave your own reviews. Find out what's happening in the community. Email us with anything that you think we should know and we haven't found out about.
amazing. That's fabulous. You know, for listeners, you can email Miriam directly, and I believe it's just miriam@ncreview.com.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an opportunity for you to dialogue directly with her. And this, again, at the beginning of the show, I talked about how you're on the pulse and at the forefront of the change and the new community, so to speak, of consciousness and connection. And this is very much an opportunity. Everyone, don't pass up this opportunity to be a part of that. Instead of looking at it and feeling separate from it and being outside of it, so many of people, the people on computers or on the network, get on and they get off of the site, but they never actually join and feel community. They're just kind of moving through it and seeing really where the wave takes them. But if you consciously, again, newconsciousnessreview.com, go there with an intention and a consciousness commitment to yourself to be a part of something that takes you and everyone else to another level, think about it, everybody. You have an opportunity to have your opinion, your voice, your choice, your dialogue heard on this site. And to be a part of a community that sounds like what you're saying elevates one another, and it just grows and grows, and there's no ceiling.
Thank you, Cynthia. Absolutely. You know, one of the things, one of the ways that I keep my finger on the pulse is by watching the stream of books coming in for review. And it really does come in waves. And quite recently, we've had this wave of memoirs of the kind of awakening that we've been talking about. Jessica Maxwell's book, Roll Around Heaven, Suzanne Jockus's book, You Know Your Way Home. Both of these ladies, in their own way, had this psychic awakening and fought it and finally just realized, this is real. I have to come out front with it and let other people know that it's real, because it's by tuning into our intuition, tuning into spiritual, our spiritual instinct, that we are conducted towards a higher way of being in the world. That's what's so important.
Absolutely. That was beautifully said. Absolutely. And on the site as well, you can view or listen or both to Miriam Knight interviewing a lot of these authors. And so talk to the listeners about that process.
Well, technology is fabulous. In fact, I just did my kind of two-way review with Don Miguel Ruiz, who is an absolute darling. I just so enjoyed that interview. And we do it over Skype, so he is in Arizona, I believe, and here I am in Portland, Oregon, and there we are talking to each other and interacting. That's what's so interesting about the web now. It compresses distance. It makes it irrelevant.
That's true. And what's fascinating is you go onto that site, again, newconsciousnessreview.com, and you get the opportunity to not only read the person's book. Let's say, for a listener, you've read that book and it was your major awakening. It was, for you personally, the next step into returning to yourself, claiming your power and letting go of fear. And now you have this opportunity to see this individual being interviewed by Miriam Knight, and you get to see a whole other side of them on a personal level. One moment. Do we have a caller? Caller, are you there? Okay. So it's an opportunity for everyone to tune in and really participate not only in what you're seeing, but also experience that author that helped awaken you or even helped you move into your own new thought consciousness. And now you're seeing them on a personal level. And so how often, Miriam, if there is any kind of regularity yet, but how often do you interview authors?
Well, it's going to be much more often. At the moment, we have been involved in getting the site up and running, and it's you know, a constant development. But but now it's probably going to be at least one new author a week.
Oh my gosh, that's incredible! That's wonderful. So this, all of this, is about you. And this is what I find fascinating and so respect about you personally, is that you took the paper, the publication in paper, so to speak, the new connection, to the degree and to the level that you could, and where your consciousness continued where it left off, and you heard the call for something more expansive and to be more available and possibly even more personal for everyone to interact, then you went and you listened to that voice and you are in the process of creating it. So I really respect that, and I find that individuals like yourself are the opportunity for the next wave of consciousness to come in and start to co-create with you, which actually brings me to a question. In your noticing shifts with consciousness and what's coming in book-wise and what's coming in regards to people's interests, are there any personal shifts or changes in your perception of the future, of what you see coming in for humanity?
Well, you know, there's this tidal wave practically now of books about 2012. And they span a range from apocalyptic to you know, just a shift in time. My sense, if you kind of take an average of them, and also, I heard a really interesting talk by an astrologer, Mark Dodich, just a week ago, saying that the cataclysmic shifts that everybody is so worried about for 2012, he sees coming this year. And I'm wondering whether that's what we've been seeing with all of these earthquakes and tidal waves. And I think probably starting from New Orleans and Katrina, the outcome that I am sensing from all of this natural catastrophe is people turning to other people, people realizing what is really important, and it's not the material wealth that one has, because that can be washed away in a moment. It's our interdependence as a society. It's the help and the love we can offer each other, particularly in difficult times. And I do believe that times are going to be more difficult. We see it with the economic situation here in this country. There's an economic crisis in Europe. I mean, there are countries on the brink of bankruptcy. Wall Street thinks it can go along. It's a bit like Nero playing his fiddle. There is going to be a systemic change in how business is conducted and what the criteria are for what constitutes real value in a company or in a person or in a society. And that's what I see as the gift behind the 2012 apocalyptic feeling. It's bringing us back to a real sense of values, a sense of proportion.
I completely agree, and I think as well that internally there is the need to feel the shock of this shockwave of earth changes and of all of what humanity has at one time or another considered their stability, their foundation, their comfort level, that the shockwave internally of where do I find my safety, my security, where do I reach, that now more than ever I'm finding with my clients all over the world that they're not only reaching within, but when they go within, they're hearing a voice to connect in community, to connect to one another. If you want to feel security, if you want to feel abundance on any level, even in a level of financial abundance, that first you have to take the action to reach out and attempt to help and attempt to hold a consciousness not of judgment but of love, of hope, to become that very thing that you desire to see flowing into your life. So it's an amazing time, I agree with you, and it is in its greatest intensity the greatest opportunity, chaos equaling opportunity, because it's a blank slate and it's an opportunity for new birth, new thought, new language. And now more than ever, separation has always been an illusion, but now we have co-created as a consciousness and a humanity, literally this network and this web that has created and manifested the physical representation that illusion is a separation, or that separation is an illusion, mm-hmm. with this World Wide Web. And so, again, throughout the show, I will be mentioning newconsciousnessreview.com.
NCReview.com.
Okay, NCReview.com.
I realize that people are challenged when spelling consciousness.
Yes, that's probably true. So,
you know, going along with what you were saying, another shift that I see is people, partly out of necessity and partly by choice, are leaving their jobs in unsatisfactory situations and mm-hmm. recreating themselves.
Yes.
And many of them, or, you know, they retire if they're lucky enough to still have an income. And many of them are going to do things that are of service to others. There's this realization that real success means service to others, service beyond yourself. Mm-hmm. And that's what I think we're going to be seeing more of. There's this wonderful book I had for review called Pinch Me, by Beth Scott, who in her mid-60s, after she and her husband retired, started up a charity for to educate children in Africa, and has been responsible for educating thousands and thousands beyond secondary school and creating this generation of young Africans who then can come back and educate others. So that's the kind of generative activity that I dearly hope that we will be seeing more and more of.
Oh my gosh, that's wonderful to know about and to hear that that's happening. So we're talking about a whole other level, everyone, of fulfillment, of soul fulfillment, of what I was saying earlier about reclaiming abundance in your life, but doing it internally by reaching out and connecting and then drawing to you what you desire. But the feeling of reconnectedness almost overflows beyond any fear of not having it. You move into a state of grace, if you will, and you move into a state of service, as Miriam was saying, that puts you in a place of, it actually changes the vision and the focus of one, I've seen this and experienced it myself, from looking at what is not happening, what's not available, looking at lack, to looking at fullness and noticing what is working and then adding to that. And you become a conduit of ideas, of opportunity and possibility, instead of feeling a lack of fulfillment and feeling disconnected. Have you found that, actually I'll phrase this differently. What would you like to co-create for the future?
Oh, wow. Well, I've always had, all of my jobs have somehow centered around this idea of connection.
Mm-hmm.
Creating a place where people can come together and share dreams, share ideas, share discoveries. And I suspect that my next act will continue in the same vein. I don't quite know where or in what context it will be, but I'm sure it'll have something to do with bringing people together.
Without question. I have seen it with my own eyes. If you want to connect with somebody that is able to almost magically work in the flow, I feel, when I see your energy, you're so much in the flow and in the center of gravity, if you will, where opportunities, not only for you, but I see also inclusive of you, that you are able to connect others to others, where opportunities are there, then there for them as well. And I see that this ncreview.com is an extension of you and an opportunity for you to be in more places than one and offer your vision and your passion and really the message that comes through you and has given life from you in a worldly way. So I can see that as many people, and for everyone listening that's listening tomorrow, because you're tuning into the archive, because you're tucked away sleeping in bed right now, that you tune in and you look it up and you participate in it so that it can get to the level that it was created to get to. Because I feel that that is the future for you as far as part of it in what is co-created, which is the bigness at the level that it needs to be with ncreview.com and you, to help others understand that that's a pathway that they can join and also that it can affect their own personal lives. Because there's nothing more fulfilling than to be the hope for another, to then reveal out of your own life that there is, that hope creates manifestation, it creates opportunity, and that by networking with one another, which you do constantly, even energetically, when not surrounded by people, you certainly network in a universal way, that then that is where great opportunities reside. And like you, I have seen as well with my clients all over the world, that they are leaving not only jobs, but they are leaving traditions imposed upon them by their families. They're breaking ancestral traditions, and they are moving towards their own inner truth and voice, and their healers and teachers and their artists. And they are all being called to show up for that world. You were going to say something?
Well, I was going to say two things. One, following on from this thought, is that we're leaving fear behind. I think we have been manipulated as societies, whether it's by governments or religions, with the threat of dire consequences. It's always been very fear-based. And what we're moving into is this sense of possibility, is this sense of joy as our birthright. And being joyful and with a clear energy, just leaving, you know, like taking off a snake skin or something and just shedding it and going forth joyfully. I wanted to add another point about the network. We're inviting bookstores and magazines around the world to join NC Review as affiliates and to pool book reviews and events and things and on the site, because none of us can hope to encompass all of the amazing works that are coming out of this consciousness. In, I think it was in 2006, which is the last year for which I have these statistics, there were something like 68,000 books that received ISBN numbers just in the body, mind, spirit category alone.
Wow. That's amazing.
It's just incredible. So we can only hope to cover a drop in the bucket, but at least by bringing the community together, by pooling our resources, we can get a little closer. And the really important books can rise to the top like cream. So the books that have made a difference in people's lives, that's what we want to be able to share with other people.
That is so exciting, I have to say. That is so exciting to hear about it, to know that it's there, and to know that the world is being invited to not only be a part of it, but support it, as what you just put out there, to support it and to take it to a whole new level, which is personal involvement, where if you are a bookstore, a company, et cetera, anywhere in the world, you want your name or your connection to be to ncreview.com.
Mm-hmm. You want to be on profile too, and it's all free.
Oh my gosh, what an amazing opportunity for that you are offering on a personal and also global level. It's so big, the energy, and you know, it's so big, and yet energetically it is so fitting for this big time that we are in. Anything to take away from it at all, or to literally hold it back, would be unfitting for this time. This time that we are in calls for ncreview.com to be out there and available, and because of you, it is. And so for all of us in the States, we are so grateful that you came here, regardless of how and why, but that look at really, you know, the world is such a small place, and to be able to be anywhere and offer this is, I think, why you have been called, and you're answering the call without question, to show up in a way that keeps creating even bigger. It feels like one level gets created, and then another opportunity or download or idea comes to you. That, how do you receive your input? Is it through your dream state, your awakened state? Is it all those states?
Well, when Jeffrey started doing his work, I was the tea lady at his gatherings until one of the other psychics said, "Oh, and you know, you're psychic too." So I said, "Oh, yeah, right, uh-huh." But I had just been reading Ruth Montgomery's books about how she developed her automatic writing. So I started doing that on a regular basis, and it's been an incredibly useful tool. You know, different people have different ways of connecting, whether it's auditory. I tend to be kinesthetic, and so automatic writing for me was just the perfect thing. And it's my way of getting out of my own way and listening to what Spirit has to say to me.
Absolutely. And one day, my hope is, and it's a hope that I know will be fulfilled, you'll be reviewing your own book on ncreview.com. Without question, because when we look at the journey of what, you know, you barely touched on the tip of your life and sharing with us, and we're so grateful for even that, of the journey of your life and where it has brought you. It's brought you to the center of the universe in connection with all that is. Mm. And it's an amazing, it is, in actuality, I'm not the only one interested in your story. I've spoken to others who are also interested in your story, and I know one day that will be available, and we all look very much forward to that. As far as your own personal hopes, and we spoke already about the future and co-creating, but for you personally, for the new generations coming up, for the children, for the parents of those children, and with all the fear and opportunities, you know, this duality of intensity that's going on right now for many, that what do you see as, or I would even say it in a different way, What information could you offer those families and the new generation of children?
Well, you know, as I said, we have these waves of literature, and one of the waves that we're in now is a lot of people writing about how to raise an intuitive child. Because the children nowadays are absolutely incredible. They're born with gifts. They're born with a knowing that, in many cases, freaks their parents out.
Mm-hmm.
Parents get over it, live with it.
Mm-hmm.
This is the new generation, and this is the generation that's going to pull our chestnuts out of the fire, I do believe.
Mm-hmm.
They are connected to each other and to the planet in a way, and to beyond, to their source in a way that we had lost. And please, you know, nurture that connection.
Mm-hmm.
Honor it, because that is what is going to take us into our next phase of evolution. And I do believe our next phase of evolution is actually connecting with other civilizations outside of our planet.
Mm-hmm.
When we kind of graduate from kindergarten, or I think there will be a lot of interested observers at our graduation ceremony.
A wonderful way of putting that. I agree with you, actually, that it needs to be, those children need to be embraced and understood and given an opportunity to have a voice, which leads me actually to thinking about, you spoke very briefly upon being an energy healer. How have you, if you've noticed, how have you seen healing changing in these times that we're in?
I think one of the biggest shifts has been this appreciation of the quantum field, the matrix, if you will, the divine hologram, that we are all pieces of a much greater whole, and that time really has not the meaning that we always, it's not linear.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that there's this wave of healing technologies that depends on reaching into the quantum field and actually changing the quantum hologram and creating physical changes in the body. Now, my husband is a hypnotherapist. His field is at the forefront of mind-body medicine, and we see that by changing the mind, you change the physical body. And all of that is rooted in thought. And, you know, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. And that is the, I think, where medicine is going. You can call it the placebo effect if you want. But it's real.
Yes,
and it's
I
happening.
Agree with you. Yes, I've witnessed it. And I have to say, with a clientele throughout the world, I notice shifts of consciousness in regards to healing, most recently, in fact, where people are dealing with one moment they're fine, the next moment they're being told, you know, they have a, well, they're being given a sentence by a doctor that their life is going to be over because they're carrying something like cancer or something worse. And what's happening is, instead of a lot of people collapsing into that and just preparing themselves and to leave, a lot of them are looking into communicating with their cells and communicating with their life and finding new ways, instead of even fighting against it, looking at it as a wake-up call. I find right now on the earth that humanity is being given an opportunity to stay or go, but not necessarily a sentence by someone else, but by their own internal hall of records, if you will, saying either show up completely and reclaim all of you in your wholeness, and use this as a wake-up call, or use this in your will for another way of transitioning. But healing is definitely changing in quantum aspects right now as well, in relationship to medicine and all kinds of things. And so it's a very intense, there's almost every area, I think, of humanity, of a human being that is being given the opportunity to reclaim and return to itself in its originating form, mm-hmm. kind of peeling back the onion and the layers that no longer serves and finding what does. And so these intense times are also times of a quickening, if you will, into a different version of who you are. And I'm finding that for men as well as women right now, more so. For a time being, for a long time, it was mostly female, but I'm finding that it is male as well. Are you finding that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the number of male authors is right up there as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It used to be you would go into any Body, Mind, Spirit expo or something, or gathering, and it would be 80% women, but
mm-hmm.
no
yes,
longer.
Yes, it's changing, definitely. Yeah. And I want to remind the listeners, it's ncreview.com. If you want to send an email directly to Miriam, just miriam@ncreview.com. Do not miss out on the opportunity. There's a reason if you're listening and aligned to the show tonight, or if it's your time tomorrow, there's a reason, and that reason, without question, involves you. It doesn't exclude you. It involves you reaching out, sharing the word, and connecting with this really out of this world, I'll put it that way, opportunity of connecting with the ncreview.com and helping it to expand and get to the level where it serves, its service is for everyone involved. So I want to invite everyone right now that's listening to really go within and think about what your dreams have been. What dreams you've put on the side, what dreams have you not allowed yourselves to contemplate or give life to, and think about how ncreview.com is, if it's not something that you feel you can add to, it's something you can participate in, and it's also possibly a mirror for you to look at what is possible in your own life and bring that to the surface. And realizing. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's another really good point, because a lot of people realize that they have a book inside of them.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
And the publishing world is changing dramatically. Digital publishing, e-books, print on demand are just bringing the book publishing into the realm, the reach of just about any author. So one of the things we're going to be getting into on the site is a joint venture for publishing ebooks. And if you do have a book that's been gestating inside and it's time to give birth, I urge you to bring it forth, and we'll do everything we can to help you with it.
Oh, my gosh.
Help you
everyone
with the platform. Yeah.
Listening, everyone listening, you. This opportunity is a life-changing opportunity. It is an opportunity that talks of, and I know Miriam Knight, and it talks of a commitment of integrity. It talks about a commitment of spirituality in the form of the Most High, of clarity. It's an opportunity for you to know that you're working with people, if you allow yourself to free yourself and move in that direction, that ncreview.com is the direction you want to go in, because you will be treated at the level that your wisdom and that your story and that your dream resides in, that it resonates in, that it is vibrating in, and ncreview.com and Miriam can do that for you. That's an incredible opportunity. Go ahead.
The other thing I wanted to add is that there's no such thing as age. Forget whatever number of years you have on your birthday cake. this is a time for just moving into the joy of living.
Mm.
And you don't, you know, just forget about all the preconceptions. There are no limitations but what you put on yourself. So get rid of them. Go for it. Share your gifts. Share your knowledge. Everybody has a special gift, a special knowledge. Share it in any way you can. If it's in a book, fine. If it's by through friends or through service or whatever it is, look for that gift and just that is your path to happiness. This book I was mentioning before by Beth Scott.
Mm-hmm.
She said her formula for happiness is someone to love, something to do, and something to look forward to. Isn't that wonderful?
That is wonderful. That's wonderful. Yes, I agree with you that there is no age. It's never too late. And a lot of people feel that, well, there's so many voices out there. There's so many books. How would my or why would mine make a difference? And I remind everyone, your voice makes a difference. The fact that you are makes a difference to the degree that if you were not, it would change literally the schematics of the flow of consciousness to the degree that if you have it within you, regardless if it's a book, like Miriam was saying, or it's a teaching or an artistic message or what have you, that prior to even being born in the magnificence that you are in, that there is a group of souls that signed up, that your awakening point, you releasing that, there's a saying, don't let the music die within you. You releasing that music from within you. You releasing that magnificence, that dream, and that thought from within you is an awakening point for all these other souls that maybe didn't and don't resonate with the 68,000 before yours, that are aligned to your soul contract, and that when your awakening occurs, their awakening occurs from there, and so on. So the whole point of that is your voice matters. It's not too small. It's not too late. And here is a window of opportunity through ncreview.com that you don't want to pass up, because if you're looking for an integral opportunity to help you through that process with joy and with love, this is the way to do it. It's really a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Well, Miriam, go ahead.
I was just going to say that when I was publishing the paper, there were so many different healers and so many different teachers, and I wondered, is there really room for each of these? And then I realized that each of us has such an individual makeup that because of our own path, we will resonate with one and not with another.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's why you probably do need so many different ways of getting this message across until we all finally get it.
Absolutely. I agree. I agree. And that was a beautiful way to come to an end. I want to thank you. This time has flown by, and I have thoroughly enjoyed communicating with you and sharing all about you to the world. And I thank you for being a very special guest on Awakening Matters.
Thank you for being you, Cynthia, the one and only. It's been my pleasure.
Oh, thank you. And hold on right there. For everyone listening, please tune in 2 weeks from tonight to hear another very special guest. And if you want to contact Cynthia Sloan, go to, if you want to send me an email, cyns999@gmail.com. If you want to check out my website, Cynthia Sloan, S as in Sun, L-O-N, 9.com. Check that out. Lots of stuff going on there. And do check out ncreview.com. Email Miriam at ncreview.com. And I wish everyone just volumes of blessings upon you. And I thank you for participating with your energy, with your presence, and participating and being in the world at this time, because you matter as the world matters, and your presence makes a difference. Thank you and good night.